Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA could have many more riders by the end of the decade than it can handle. The report being issued this morning warns of many more subway trains so packed with commuters they bypass those waiting to get on at T stations. The report comes from the Boston branch of the think tank, the Urban Land Institute. We asked the group's executive director, Stephanie Wasser, how much she expects ridership to increase.
We're talking over the next 20 years, anywhere from 100,000 to 367,000 additional riders into the core of the system.
That's something on the order of 20% by the year 2021, according to your report?
Yes.
Do we know what lines might be affected most and why?
The lines that are most affected have to do partly where the jobs are, along with medical, Kendall Square, the central subway line of the Green Line, and the Orange Line.
Can the T handle this demand?
You know, we commissioned this report based on something that was anecdotal. You could see trains going by and not stopping because they're full. And this takes a lot of planning, so we thought we'd better get started now. What this report does, it identifies the problem. It says that we really have to plan for it and figure out how to finance it. Because somewhere in between just repairs and expansion lies this middle ground of alleviating congestion and increasing capacity.
So what steps can the T take to prepare for this increase in ridership then, in your opinion?
They have to get together and look at the capacity. They have to look at how many cars, signalization, power supply, and start to create a source of funds. I think they have a good idea of what to do. If they have the commitment to the funds, they can go forward and actually begin to implement these changes over the next number of years. This isn't something that happens tomorrow.
You know, there's a certain amount of irony in this, isn't there, given that success for the T means problems for the T?
Yes, it is ironic. We are becoming victims of our own success. We also have one of the oldest systems in the country, transit systems in the country. It needs to be updated. The mission of the Urban Land Institute is to provide leadership in responsible land use and to create and sustain thriving communities. Well, we're a thriving community, but we need to sustain it with the infrastructure that feeds our economic development. It's a good problem to have. I think other parts of the country would like to have this problem, and we just need to be committed to dealing with it.
Stephanie Wasser, Executive Director of the Urban Land Institute, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.